Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
You know, I don't think any of us want to get into a penalty discussion of what was right and what should have been called and what shouldn't have been called. I don't think anybody wants to get fined, first of all. And secondly, that's not what lost us the game. It's tough. You don't want to lose a ball game like that. You don't want to let somebody clinch your division on your home field, especially the Packers. So we're down. We're not out. There's two games left. We need to remind guys of that. There's two games left and a lot of football. So we've got to strap it back together. We've got to piece this thing back together. However, we got to do it, and we got to find a way to win these next two games and let things fall where they may. You know, it came out of my hands. I'm responsible. Those things can't happen. That's how you lose ball games against good teams like that. Oh, you follow me. I'll take full responsibility for this offense, for this passing game, and didn't get the job done, and we lost the ball game. It's tough. We got a couple pass interference calls, actually, and got down there, and a couple shots with the run, got to punch one in. Just have to find a way. And then got another pass interference call against Alshon, and then had to settle for a field goal. In a type of game like that, this caliber of game, whenever you get down there, you got to make them count. Three isn't going to get the job done. It's the NFL. We have a lot of veterans in this team. We know that. It's up and down, so it's a roller coaster. It's a grind, and it's never over until that last 16th game is over, and we that's how this locker room feels. We've got to find a way for these next two games and see what happens. It wears on me. It wears on everybody. You don't want to lose to your rival year in and year out. Then it's not a rivalry anymore. It's just a domination. So we got to find a way. But that's in the past at this point. Arizona's up next, and we just got to focus on them. Played well. They did a good job, hit pass plays when they needed to, ran the ball enough to keep us off balance a little bit. He's an MVP player. That offense has been together a long time, and you can tell. Bump and run, press, they let him play early on, and then they started calling it later. I don't know what for what reason. Alshon's a big receiver, and whenever he bumps a guy, the guy's going to move. I don't know. You know, I'm at a loss for this one, and I'm like, you're baiting me into things. I'm not gonna fall for it. Really surprised. And that's another. It's talked about another opportunity we got to take advantage of to get a ball like that, 21-10. Those things don't happen often, and to get a turnover, great job by the special teams. And for us to not take advantage of that opportunity, it's another reason you lose football games. We got to stick to it. We just got to keep powering it in there and let those guys figure it out. I thought they played well. I thought they played really well. I thought James Brown came in a little off kilter early on, but I thought he settled down great and played well. Jonathan Scott's been playing great on the right side. Guards has been holding him down. So they're coming together, even though we're mixing matching parts in there.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.